In November 2021, St. Vincent and the Grenadines took a decision to intensify its approach to health emergency on the heels of the COVID-19 pandemic. The government partnered with the Republic of China, Taiwan, to further enhance its national emergency preparedness and response capabilities through the Public Health Emergency Response System Enhancement Project. A ceremony was held on Friday to mark the culmination of the project, where Director of Health Security, Donna Bascom, spoke about the genesis of the project.
This project was unique, as it's the only one of its kind, and it was special to us as it was built by two Garifuna women who saw the gaps and refused to give up. The CMO and I tarried for months, putting the meat on the bones of this creature we were creating. We had done our self-assessments, knew our challenges, and set out to construct a project that would embrace the intricacies and dynamics of a wholesome national emergency response system. We determined that the foundation had to be solid, inclusive, properly equipped, and carried by dedicated people. I think we were able to check all of those boxes.
According to Bascom, this initiative was driven by the shared commitment between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Republic of China, Taiwan, and described it as an incredible journey.
This was a partnership of love and the belief in the power of collective action. I must recognize the tremendous support from Dr. Tai and Dr. Shea and the rest of the team. We couldn't have done it without them. From the onset, our goal was clear: to address critical issues by providing training along the entire spectrum of responders, from the driver to the specialist consultant, providing the needed equipment, strengthening the health systems, engaging other stakeholders, increasing the ambulance fleet, create sustainable solutions, and empower individuals and strengthen our response teams.
Bascom said one of the successful outcomes of the project was the training of 16 instructors in primary emergency medical technician and advanced cardiac life support.
Together we have worked tirelessly, overcoming obstacles, adapting to unforeseen challenges, celebrating milestones that have brought us closer to the vision of having a comprehensive national emergency response system. For some of us in health, this was our baby, something we moved from brainstorming to fruition. And we are especially proud of our Trainer of Trainers EMT Pioneers, a group of 16 brave hearts chosen from the medical fraternity, nursing fraternity, and our brothers and sisters in the fire services, who have paved the way for others to follow. As we close this chapter, let us reflect on the achievements we have accomplished together. These outcomes are not just milestones, they are stepping stones towards project number 2 and number 3.
Director of Health Security, Donna Bascom. Through the Public Health Emergency Response System Enhancement Project, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has significantly enhanced its capacities to respond to any emergency and to provide multi-sector response teams to support national events with mass casualty potential. I'm Gaylon Brown with today's special report.